It's a beautiful morning.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. It's a beautiful morning today. The Rascals singing along, and it's going to be a beautiful morning this weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, just in time for the Gulf Breeze Arts Festival. So excited to have in the studio this morning Ralph Thomas. He is the past president and coordinator of the festival. I believe this is their 29th year this year. Good morning, Ralph, and welcome.
Well, good morning.
I'm so excited to have you here. This is one of my favorite events throughout the year. Years ago, I was involved with the Gulf Breeze Chamber, so it was always something we looked forward to. So for folks that may not know, tell us all about the Gulf Breeze Arts Festival.
Well, we do the festival basically to promote art in the Gulf Breeze area, and the funds we raise from the festival go to the South Santa Rosa School Board art teachers.
Oh, and, terrific.
And we have a endowed scholarship fund with Pensacola State College. And over the years, we've donated $160,000 to back into the community schools and our scholarship fund.
That's incredible. $160,000?
Over the years, yes.
Wow. So this is the 29th year, is that correct?
29th year, right.
My goodness.
And we'll be coming up on our 30th next year.
Wow. We have to have a big celebration for sure.
That's right.
So talk a little bit about the event. And first of all, let's just get the dates, the time, and the location so people can get on their calendars right now. If they're on their way to work, then they'll know where to go.
Okay. It's at 800 Shoreline Drive, the Community Center in Gulf Breeze. It's on Saturday and Sunday, the 22nd and 23rd. Saturday, it's from 9 to 5, and Sunday, 9 to 4.
This weekend.
And we have inside the Community Center, we have a student art show.
Oh, neat.
We have children's art activities, face painting and such for the kids that come in.
Uh-huh.
And we have a local art show that's inside, which is awarded. And we also award a People's Choice Award for the local art show. So the community that comes to the show can vote, and we award that from their vote.
Oh, how fun. I love that. Yeah. And these are all is it all local artists in this show?
In the outside show, we have artists from as far away as Minnesota.
Oh. Okay.
Arizona. We have a 80-something artist.
It's gotten a lot bigger since the last time I went.
Yeah. And they come in we've got jewelers. We have wall art, as mm-hmm. I call them, 3D artists, mm-hmm. And sculptors, and just a whole gamut across the...
Do you have photography, too?
Photography. Yes, we do.
It must be interesting now in the art world because you have the people that are actually painting and using the real stuff, but now you're starting to get some digital artwork as well, correct?
It's a little different. We have a couple of digital artists in the show.
Which makes it kind of interesting to see where the future of art...
It does. And then it's a wonder of some of the painters, whether they're using AI or not.
Right. And you never, well, now when I see stuff on Facebook, I'm not sure. Is that really the person or is that an AI-generated person?
Yeah, that's true. And we have a silent auction also that where the artist from the local artist and the artists that are in the show have donated pieces of their art.
Uh-huh.
And people can come in and bid on them. And then if they win, we call them on 2:30 on Sunday afternoon to come in and pay us and pick it up.
Wow. Okay. So they can go in and they'll be displayed where? How do we know what's up for silent auction?
They come into the silent auction booth.
Oh, I see.
And
okay.
they look at the piece, and if they like it, they can put their bid number
down. Uh-huh, they write it down.
They write it down in the number they're willing to bid,
mm-hmm.
and then if they are the high bidder, when we call, they come pick it up.
So it doesn't cost anything to bid, but it will cost you if you win.
Right, but we have, it does. And we have, like other things, like we have a large basket from Renfro Pecan Company that's going to be in the silent auction bid, which and different things like that and to the artist.
That sounds really good.
Right.
Okay. And tell me some of the other things that'll be happening throughout the weekend.
Well, the silent auction. I guess what I should cover, too, we have something new this year. We have park and ride. We have a trolley that's going to run between Guthrie's High School parking lot, which is out on the main highway, down to the center and back, because parking gets limited down at the center.
Well, sure, because it's right there by all the athletic fields, too. So there's other events going on, I'm guessing, on the weekend. So.
Yeah, there's not as much. They sort of... The city is really good at supporting us. So, so they sort of block this weekend out where we pretty much have it to ourselves.
Well, that's nice.
It is.
Very nice.
Right.
So this is, we're talking this morning with the Gulf Coast Gulf Breeze. I'm going to make it very clear. Gulf Breeze Arts Festival that's going to be this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. So, Ralph, tell me a little bit about, like, do you do art yourself? Are you an artist?
I'm a maker. I do wood. I do artistic wood turning.
Oh, I love that. So, what does that mean, wood turning?
Well, I take a log and put it on the lathe and turn it into a vase or a bowl.
Oh, wow!
And then I actually use fabric dye to color my pieces.
Wow! Oh, so, I wish I could show pictures.
Yes,
that sounds great. And what I like about this show is a lot of you do have all these local artists, and we just have amazing artists here in our community.
Pensacola has some great artists.
No
here.
Question about it.
In fact, our poster winner this year for the poster contest is a lady that's originally from England, and she worked at the one of the big ceramic companies over there that makes the china and such, and she was a gold leaf painter.
Oh, that's very intricate.
And her poster is really nice this year.
Excellent. Okay. Can I see that online somewhere?
Yes, you
can. Do y'all have a website?
On the website. If you go to GuthriesArts.com, that you can go in there and you can click on poster, and you'll see the not only her art, but all the past posters are on there also.
Oh, I love that. So if you do like the poster, can you purchase that at the festival?
Yes, you can. We're going to have, we have some reproductions that they can post, and we have the original... and that's going to be in the silent auction tent.
Oh, how cool. From the original one from 29 years ago?
No, the original for this poster.
Oh, this poster. I gotcha.
It's going to be up for...
for sale, for bid.
For auction, yes.
Oh, that sounds fantastic.
Right.
So this morning we are talking with Ralph, he is the past president and coordinator with the Gulf Breeze Arts Festival. It's Ralph Thomas. He is a wood artist, I guess you would
say. Wood turner.
Wood turner, okay.
Right.
And if you're interested in going, it's going to be this weekend, March 22nd and 23rd, 9 to 5 Saturday, 9 to 4 on Sunday. So you're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. So today you're our resident art expert, Ralph.
Well, thank you.
For the expert panel. If you have a question for Ralph about the festival or art or wood turning, just text it on in at 850-437-1620. We're going to take a quick break here, and then we'll be back with more information about the upcoming Gulf Breeze Arts Festival on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg on News Radio 92.3. This morning, my guest is Ralph Thomas, our art expert, who is here to talk to us about the Gulf Breeze Arts Festival this weekend. Ralph, for those that may be just joining us, go over the dates, times, it's all this weekend, and how people can find you.
Okay, it's March the 22nd and 23rd at 800 Shoreline Drive, which is a community center.
In Gulf Breeze.
Gulf Breeze. And we also have park and ride from the Gulf Breeze High School parking lot down to the community center to a trolley that keeps it'll lessen the parking stress.
And that's free, right?
That's free.
So that's a great idea.
And it'll run about every 15 minutes.
Oh, great. That's a super idea. Yeah. The weather's supposed to be perfect.
Supposed to be perfect. I could say we need volunteers. And if you want to volunteer, we really could use the help on Saturday and Sunday or Friday afternoon, you know.
For setup and that kind of thing?
Yes.
Who should they contact if they would like to help out?
They could contact me at 287-0581.
Is that 850 area code?
Yeah, 850 area code. Yes, ma'am.
One more time with the phone number.
Okay, 287 0581.
Okay, so then what would volunteering involve? I guess Friday would be set up, getting the tents ready.
Friday
kind of
it would help set up and help set up the inside panels for the art show and the student art show inside the community on Friday afternoon.
Okay.
And then on Saturday and Sunday, we have the school volunteers from we have the Guffreys High School Honor Society.
Oh, great.
And the Guffreys Color Guard.
Oh, nice.
That help us with the festival.
Very good.
In fact, the Guffreys Color Guard, High School Color Guard, is going to basically run the silent auction for us.
Oh, super.
The
okay.
students there. And then we have the Pensacola State College art students that volunteer and work with the face painting and the artwork inside the community.
No,
center.
It sounds like a lot of fun. And it's such a great community event. You're getting everybody involved.
So
if someone wants
yes.
to volunteer, it's open to anyone to volunteer.
Right.
Now, is there a suggested donation to come to the Arts Festival, or is it free?
It's absolutely free.
Well, that you can't beat that.
That's it. Well, you save your money to buy the art to support the artists that come.
There you go. That's right, because all the art is for sale for the artists.
Right,
the
it is.
Artists.
Yes.
So kind of review all the different types of art you'll have at the festival.
Okay, we have, starting with jewelry, we have painting, we have what they call mixed media.
When you say jewelry, you mean handmade jewelry.
Yeah, it's artists, all everything. Artists. Everything in the festival is made by the artist that's doing it. No, we don't allow any buy and sell.
Oh, good. Okay, that's good to know.
It's strictly made by the artists that are participating.
Okay, so you have jewelry, you were saying?
We have jewelry, we have paintings, we have multimedia.
And what is that?
That's where they take different mediums and sort of put them together to make either a sculpture or a painting, a mm-hmm. wall hanging art or mm-hmm. whatever. And it's just a mix of the medias in there.
I've seen that. I've got a couple of things like that. They're really kind of neat.
They are. And then we have sculpture, we have wood turning,
mm-hmm. Which is
woodworking
what you do.
In there. And that's, we have fabrics.
Oh.
We have some really talented artists that put their work into the dyeing work into their scarves mm-hmm. and ponchos and such as that. We have four or five really talented fabric artists.
Interesting. Yeah, that sounds like fun because that's something yeah. you could wear.
Yeah,
maybe.
It is something you could
or put
you
in your home, home decor, possibly.
Right.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah.
So you need volunteers still, so people can contact you to volunteer.
We do need volunteers,
and
yes.
then tell us again about what's happening with the student art exhibit and the other things that are going on in the community center.
Okay, inside the community center, we have student art show. We have a local artist show that artists that maybe don't have 50 or 60 paintings hanging in there to do a booth,
uh-huh.
but they have two or three that they can put in the show.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also a show that is judged.
Oh, okay. So you have local judges for that?
Yes. We have an outside judge show and an inside judge, and we have a judge for the student art show.
Okay.
So we have three different judges for three different shows.
Oh, that's great. What's the age range on the students?
From kindergarten up, it's
okay.
the teachers that have their students do the art, and the teachers submit the art, bring it down, and then we hang it in the gallery type operation, and the judge goes around and judges the different sizes and everything.
I love that. See, the only way I can enter an art show would be if I submitted myself for the kindergarten category.
The kindergarten.
Well, some of talented I am.
Amazingly, some of the kindergartens are very talented.
No doubt. No doubt about it. I have no doubt about that.
Yeah.
So that's neat. When are those given out?
We give them out on Saturday night. We have an awards banquet.
Nice.
That for the artists and everybody, and we give them out there.
Oh, that's great.
And we also, on the posters, we have a frame poster that goes to the city, and we have in the Clay Ford room, in the community room, all the city puts all the different posters through the years. They're hanging on the walls in the Clay Ford room.
And is that at City Hall?
It's at the community center.
Yeah, I'll have to check that out. I never realized that.
Yeah, and all the posters are and that are framed and are in the back there.
Oh, that is really great. Right. I love that. So the Arts Festival in Gulf Breeze has been around now for 29 years, which is really extraordinary. And it gets a little bit bigger, a little bit better every year.
We hope so.
It used to be in the high school parking lot, but now it's over at the community center, which is great because now you can really utilize that parking lot for parking.
Right. And then, too, the wind doesn't affect the festival as much down in the center because of the trees. And
well, sure, that makes perfect sense, yeah. Right. So this is an exciting event. It really showcases our local artists. But then again, you were saying you also have artists from all over.
Right, for the outside show, they're from... And it's a juried show, in other words...
What does that mean?
Okay, basically we have three different artists from the group sit and look at the photos that they send in on their application, and we make a decision as to whether their work is up to snuff to go.
So this isn't just anybody that wants to.
No, you can't just pop in. You have to submit the application, and then we jury the people in, and if they're art. And
well, that makes a big difference in the quality of the show.
It does, and it helps us look at buy and sell stuff, because that can be a problem in some of the art festivals.
No, that makes sense, yeah. Yes. We're talking with Ralph Thomas, who is the past president and coordinator for the Gulf Breeze Arts Festival. If you have any questions or comments, just text them in at 850-437-1620. You're listening to Pep Talk with Meg on News Radio 92.3. We'll be back in just a few minutes with a little more info about the upcoming Gulf Breeze Arts Festival. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, talking about the Gulf Breeze Arts Festival happening this weekend with Ralph Thomas. So, Ralph, give us the dates, the times, one more time in case someone just joined us.
Okay, it's the 22nd and 23rd of March, which is this coming weekend. On Saturday, it's from 9 to 5, and on Sundays, from 9 to 4.
Okay, so it's this weekend, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 9 to 4. It's free.
It's free.
If
you like art, you can come for free. You don't have to buy. You can walk through and look at some great artwork that
there
we have coming.
And you can park right by the high school, and then they're doing like a free ride.
Free ride in the trolley. The Beach Bum Trolley Service is helping us out there to give us a trolley to work back and forth.
So that's good, too, because you'll have ample parking, no problem. It's going to be a gorgeous day. So if I've never been to an arts festival and I'm thinking, I don't know, I've never really been, why should someone check this out? Why should they come to the arts festival?
Well, they should come just to look at art, and they might find they start appreciating art if they see some in it. And again, it's free. And it's something to do, and we will have food there also for purchase.
Forgot to mention that.
Yes, I forgot to mention there will be food trucks and beverage trucks, non-alcoholic.
Sure, and you can bring the whole family out.
You could bring the whole family, and it's basically a family event, you know. No big rowdies or anything.
Okay, the unmentionables. No, we won't go there.
Nope.
So when you come out with a family, and I think my favorite part of an arts festival that is such a rare thing, I can go to a museum, I can go up to the colleges here locally, have great art galleries and stuff. But this is an opportunity to talk to the artist.
You can talk to the artist, and believe me, they will be likely talking
that.
To you and trying to put the sale pitch on you. You know. But again, It's an exciting event.
It's really fun. And it's fun, too, because I talked one time with a photographer. I said, well, where were you? When did you take this photo? What does this mean to you? And they will tell you. They'll give you a whole story, which is fascinating.
Yeah, and we have one artist that has a bunch of pictures that he made when he was in China.
Oh, wow.
So that are really interesting.
Yeah.
Some photographs and everything.
What's your favorite? Do you have a favorite or a couple of favorites?
Well, there's a couple of artists that have been with us a long time. Lauren Chavez from over in Fairhope does a great job, and she's been in the show for many years.
Mm-hmm.
Carol Holland Doyle is a local,
right?
And from Gulf Breeze that does paintings and such. So
Steve Zimmern's an artist, yeah, Dr. Zimmern.
Yeah, he has not once he started having grand youngins, he spends more time with his grand youngins than anything.
I know. All right. So we've been talking this morning with Ralph Thomas about the Gulf Breeze Arts Festival coming up this weekend. Again, the times, and if someone wants to volunteer, your phone number.
Yes. Okay, the times again are are 9 to 5 on Saturday and 9 to 4 on Sunday. And if you want to volunteer, 287-0581.
287-0581, and that's an 850 area code.
Yes.
Ralph, thanks so much for coming in this morning. I know you're busy getting ready for the festival,
well,
so I sure do appreciate it.
Thank you, and we appreciate the opportunity to do this.
All right, we'll see you out there. Yeah.